have it done by you, Kenne. Okay, well, Tedros, us, dear friends, colleagues, I think we're all a community of the convinced and the committed and the converted, but in one way or another, we want to make this happen, I believe. So I'm not really, I think, going to repeat all the statistics. Some of you work in this field, you're experts, you've been trained, you deliver the type of service. So I think my plea here is really to make sure that we continue our high-level political advocacy, because the case is very clear. And I think actually it's a collective shame on us that we have neglected, looked away, ignored, or have failed to deliver in what is actually an essential rights-centered approach when it comes to basic care for human dignity and the soul. And if I have one little regret about the naming of our conference, I'm very taken by the notion of soul. The mind sometimes seems to be too rational, but when we describe the whole of a human being, trauma, pain, loss, suffering, injury, and indignity, actually it's the soul that captures more than the mind. But anyway, we came up with mind the mind. But when you think of it, think of the soul and the human soul and what makes us truly human. And we also know that as we look at chances of recovery and mental healing and self-healing and assistance in the healing process, that actually the ones, as Dr. Tedros said, the ones who've been most affected, most ignored, most marginalized are people in conflict because of their forced displacement or by natural disasters have forcibly been displaced and have been bereft of all their means and their natural innate coping means. So the disproportionality and therefore the injustice of this situation hits people the hardest, with the least chances statistically of getting out of it, unless, of course, we focus on minding the mind with the tools, with financial investments, the training of the trainers. We've just signed a wonderful MOU with the Red Crescent and Red Cross movement to actually have this army of volunteers, almost 14 million people in all these countries, part of the local culture, custom, language, knowing their community, be part of this rollout of training, and therefore we enhance and we scale up our immediate availability and access to the type of mental health and psychosocial support that's required. The treatment gap, I think, is the measurable gap we need to bridge. And it's possible. And this was one of the objectives of the Amsterdam conference, which we launched in October this year. It talks about political commitment, and we will continue to stand for that with WHO and with our partners of the movement. Political commitment to mobilize the largest number of countries and partners to state that this is ultimately as important as access to basic health care, shelter, education, etc. It's an integral part now. Secondly, what we need to do is expand the capacity. And we, as the Netherlands, we have invested in a surge team, which has already traveled to South Sudan, that there's also access to the type of knowledge and expertise that in crisis, people know where to go. Surge teams can be essential, can be vital, can be very helpful, but they're not there to stay the course. Hence the expansion of services, and as Dr. Tedros said, to work through national health systems where they still function. Where they don't function, of course, look at other alternative means to deliver this type of service. So that requires training, expansion of training, access to tools, using the technology. We've seen at the Amsterdam conference wonderful examples of packages, digitally provided, sort of a first aid kit that says basically for anyone. This is the 101 on mental health in crisis. So your basic communication skills even, and picking up where people have previously missed it. Thirdly, and it's not to be forgotten, of course, financing. I've always considered money an input. It's never our ultimate goal. It's to allow us to do something. But of course, we cannot expect that these things just happen with the same resources, which are already a challenge to obtain in humanitarian situations, same resources for different outcomes. We can achieve efficiencies, and I think the training of trainers and using local capacity is essential, but it's not enough. Therefore, we will also commit to try to mobilize additional resources. I think the big call of our collect action, and I will stop there, Kenne, is that we also deal with issues of stigma. We have had the opportunity to discuss this very broadly at a wonderful session during the Red Cross Red Crescent conference last week. But stigma and courage, individual courage, dealing with stigma, different ways for communities to come to terms with stigma and overcoming that, I think, is extremely important too. And this is where, to my mind, our global and individual solidarity becomes extremely important. We will see more of this, as Dr. Tedros has said. This is mental health in the 21st century is the challenge. This particular aspect of mental health is even more perturbing and obviously in need of our remedy. But this discussion on culture, community, dealing with stigma will need to be part of our mainstream type of debate, and we need champions to address it, to speak to it in any society. And last but not least, I'll just speak about my own country in 1 second. It's taken us many decades to actually acknowledge and recognize that mental health is not only important for the individual, there's also a socioeconomic dividend if properly channeled, if properly managed, and properly addressed. But this is Western Europe, and I come from a fairly progressive liberal society. And yet in the 21st century, there's still many young people or people of any age that are scared, shy, reluctant to step forward and say, I am actually suffering. I'm one of the five or one in the four that will globally will live with a mental health condition or will have been affected at one point in my life with this type of situation. And this is a progressive liberal society. So we need to do significantly more to stand by and give voice and meaning to all those who have been born in other cultures and societies where this issue is still taboo or relatively taboo. And I think this is where political commitment is as required as it is to get it on the agenda from a case perspective. This is also a social, global issue, and I think it's important we take that along as we look particularly at access to mental health and psychosocial support to people in crisis or protracted crisis situations. Thank you so much for being here. We will stay the course. You will hear more from the Kingdom of the Netherlands. As you can tell, we will not be silent. We're not known for that. But on this one, it's going to be our 2020 big ticket item as well. So we'll be in touch. Be in touch with the Dutch as well, if you can. Thank you very much.